Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described about sadhakas. What should be the attitude of a sadhaka? What should be the behavior of sadhaka? We saw that in the previous video. Now let's see, how does a siddha, a perfected being, behaves like? Now Krishna is going to describe about the perfected being, his qualities, his behavior. So let's see that in shloka number 21. निराशीर्यत चित्तात्मा त्यक्त सर्व परिग्रह शारीरम केवलम कर्म कुर्वन नाप्नोति किल्बिषम. सो हियर कृष्णा इज गिविंग द डिफरेंट क्वालिटीज ऑफ अ पर्सन हु हैज परफेक्टेड द परफेक्टेड बीइंग. निराशीर, दिस पर्सन डज नॉट हैव एनी डिजायर फॉर द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ हिज एक्शन. डिटैच्ड. Yat chitta atma, his mind, intelligence, body, all are under control. Tyakta sarva parigraha, this person does not have any sense of proprietorship. He has given up all the sense of proprietorship to all the possessions that he has with himself. And this is very nice. Shariram kevalam karma, and whatever work he does, he just does it for making sure the minimum basic necessities are fulfilled. So for the bare necessities of life, he works. Kurvan napnoti kilbisham. Na apnoti kilbisham. A person who works like this, kurvan, what happens? Na apnoti, he does not get what? Kilbisham. He does not get any sinful reactions. So a person who has attained perfection, he has got these wonderful qualities. His mind and intelligence are completely controlled. Yata chitta atma. Completely controlled. When it comes to mind and intelligence, they are the culprit. The contaminated mind, contaminated intelligence are the ones which drags the person to the lower consciousness. But then, when the person's mind and intelligence are controlled, he can control various aspects of his life. And here it is said that a Krishna conscious person does not expect good or bad results in his activities. And he understands that he is part and parcel of Krishna. So he also understands that his activities are not his own activity, but he is just an instrument in the hands of Krishna. That's it. So where is the question of proprietorship over the results or expectation of the results? He's just acting as an instrument in the hands of Krishna. It's almost like a very nice analogy is given. When the hand moves, it does not move on its own accord, but by the endeavor of the whole body. So it's like when the hand is moving, it's by the endeavor of the whole body. It's not independently moving. Similarly, when we are working, we are not independently working. We are just an instrument in the hands of Krishna. Nimitta matra, just an instrument. And a very nice point is made here about the desire. What sort of desire the person has? A Krishna conscious person is always dovetailed with the supreme desire, for he has no desire for personal sense gratification. Enough. The person feels it's enough of personal sense gratification. Now let me just desire to fulfill the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always keeps thinking, what will Krishna like? How can I please Krishna? How can I give pleasure to Krishna? That is what is his meditation. And that's what he desires also to do. Personal sense gratification, he keeps it far away from himself. And here it is said, he's like an animal. No, hear carefully. He's like an animal. He has no proprietorship even over his own body. A cruel proprietor of an animal sometimes kills the animal in his possession, yet the animal does not protest, nor does it have any real independence. So a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, is like a sold out animal. Animal does not care what is going to happen. It's carefree, completely carefree. Similarly here, when it comes to a devotee, a perfected being, he does not have any proprietorship over his body. Because he has completely surrendered on to Krishna, and for him, it's all about Krishna will maintain him. So he is least bothered about his own body also. and he's least bothered about any other possession. Just imagine, if he feels that he does not have proprietorship over his body, then what to talk about other things? Here it is given that he has very little time to falsely possess any material object. He understands that everything in this world is temporary. Now, why waste time, or why invest so much of time that all these temporary things, or so much of time to get all these temporary things and finally lose it? So it is said falsely. So in this way, a person who is a perfected being, he understands, he has complete clarity of this material world, of his goal, he has complete clarity. Yes. So when it comes to his work, how does he work? Here it is given that he moves exactly like a part of a machine. Very nice analogy. As a machine part requires oiling and cleaning for maintenance, so a Krishna conscious man maintains himself by his work just to remain fit for action in transcendental loving service of the Lord. For maintaining body and soul, he does not require unfair means of accumulating money. His only thing is somehow the body and soul should remain together. Basically, this body should work. So little bit of oiling, little bit of greasing, little bit of maintenance he does. I mean, he works in such a way that extra endeavor is not needed. Because whenever we put our extra endeavor, the mind is completely engaged in that, thinking about that. So where is the question about thinking about Krishna? So what he does, he makes sure that the endeavor that he is putting is proper endeavor, to the point, not under or nor over. And like this, he maintains his body very nicely. And this is a very nice attitude of a person, because this shows that how much faith he has on Krishna. Because if he does not have faith in Krishna, then he'll put over endeavor. Whenever we put over endeavor, it's a sign that we don't have complete faith in Krishna. We are not completely surrendered to Krishna. So in this way, this personality, he works. He works with complete control of mind and intelligence. He works without desire for the results of his actions. He works tyakta sarva parigraha, without proprietorship for anything that he has. And he works for getting basic necessities. Now just imagine, if a person is working like this, which sinful reaction has the right to come and do anything to him? So this person, it's given that this person does not therefore become contaminated by such material sins. He is free from all reactions to his actions. So when someone is completely dependent on Krishna, Krishna will take care. Krishna will take care of everything. And there is no question of getting any sinful reactions or any material reactions. So in this way, it's very clear, in this particular verse, that a person who is fully Krishna conscious, or who has attained perfection, such a person is the one who is free from all the contamination of all the pollution of what? The sinful reactions. And when someone is free from sinful reactions, what is his destination? He'll break the cycle of birth and death and go back, come back to Godhead. This is what we all should aim for. Somehow or the other in our life, we need to get that complete dependence on Krishna. Life will be very simple, life will be very easy, and we'll be very blissful all the time. And this faith will come only when our spiritual practice is strong every single day. We have to make sure that our chanting goes on very nicely every single day. With focus, we need to chant. Because when we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, at that time, we are actually associating with Krishna. And when we attentively hear each and every word of the Mahamantra, what happens? We are spending quality time with Krishna. And by that, spending more quality time with Krishna will develop a very, very strong relationship with Krishna. And then it will be very easy for us to depend on Lord Sri Krishna. So what is the key? The key is our daily sadhana, and that has to be very, very strong. Then we can reach to the stage of perfection. Now Krishna continues the same theme in the next verse also. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.